Well, hello, folks. This is Robert Barry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 83. It's a lovely milestone episode in, well, no kind of way, but it's the day after my birthday, so that's kind of nice. Yes, yesterday I turned 37 years old on June 22nd, so it's a very nice birthday. Got some nice birthday wishes from y'all. And I got some nice cheesecake and gifts at home. It was just, you know, one of the better birthdays a gentleman could ever hope to have. So I'll be playing a couple birthday greetings that some of you were nice enough to send me there. But in the meantime, I am going to get right into playing a little bit of a CD that I've had a long time. I've had it since about 88 or 9. And it's called The Copulatin' Blues. And it's been reissued a few different times. The one I have is from Jazz Records. And if you just type Copulatin' Blues on Amazon, you can find it pretty easily there. I think it's even on iTunes. But this is just an awesome collection of songs from the 20s through, I think, up through 1940. From just basically black blues artists, old, super old, just rhythm and blues artists. With lyrics that would just blow your mind. I mean, just the sexuality and the bodiness in these songs. Some of them hint at it, and some of them just come right out and just say pretty outright pornographic things there. And it's just such a fun flavor to these songs. They definitely take you back to a time where you can imagine some, you know, dirty, smoke-filled juke joint, you know, with just, you know, greasy piano keys blathering in the background while people just laughing and dancing, sweating because there's no air conditioning in the swampy air. So I hope you like some of these here. I'm going to play quite a bit of the selections, just little clips of it to preview for you here. The first one is called You Can't Tell the Difference After Dark. And it's basically, this is by Alberta Hunter. And it's kind of a sad song in a way, but it's basically from the perspective of a sexy black woman that wants a white guy to sleep with her, but don't worry that she's black, because, well, you can't tell the difference after dark.
They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. Tell me, am I out of style? Just because I'm slightly shady, wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell the difference after dark. Go for yourself now.
This one's pretty fun too. It's by Merlene Johnson, the Yas Yas Girl, and it's called Don't You Make Me High.
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, you're gonna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you're going to go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no rye, don't you buy no rye, cause if you buy some rye, you're going to make me high, and if you make me high, you're going to tell a lie, so don't you make me high.
Yeah, don't you make me high. This one's called You Can't Sleep in My Bed, and it's by Mary Dixon.
What you got in mind ain't gonna happen today. What you got in mind ain't gonna happen today. Get off of my bed. How in the world did you get that way?
Here's a Get Off With Me, kind of a subtle title there, by Coot Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson.
I know a man by the name of Jack Frost, originally the dance they call Getting Off. Every night about 12:30, you can hear all the pretty gals yell, Get Off With Me. Getting off with me.
This is one here. It's kind of a fable for our times. It's called, "If I Can't Sell It, I'll Keep Sitting on It Before I Give It Away." You know what? Girl doesn't have that dilemma there. This is by Georgia White.
If I can't sell it, keep sitting on it before I give it away. You've got to buy it, don't care how much you want it. I mean just what I say. Just feel that nice old bottom bit for wear or tear. I really hate to part with such a lovely chair. If I can't sell it, keep sitting on it before I give it away.
This one, another one by Coot Grant, who already gave you Get Off With Me. This one's called Take Your Hand Off My Mojo. And, you know, maybe I'm stupid, but it's almost like when she says my mojo, it's just like she's really talking about something else.
That's why I went to a fortune teller and got me this lucky mojo.
Honey, I done seen your mojo. That thing ain't nothing but a joke.
But if you keep your hands off of my mojo, I'm one woman will never be broke. Just keep your hands off of my mojo. You can't cut off my love.
Yes, indeed. Here's a Press My Button, Ring My Bell by Lil Johnson.
Come on, baby, let's have some fun. Just put your hot dog in my bun and I'll have that thing. That tingling. Just press my button, give my bell a ring.
Just put your hot dog in my bun. Boy, you sure know how to talk sexy back then. This one's called New Rubbin' on That Darn Old Thing by Oscar Chicago Swingers.
My gal bought me a washboard and a tub. I put straight on the board, start to rub. I start rubbin', rubbin' on the darn old thing. Now she said, Papa, don't you rub so rough. When you hear me holler, then that's enough. So I start rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing.
And this one's, I guess, not too subtle. It's called Please Warm My Wiener by Bo Carter.
I got something to tell you, baby. Don't get mad this time. If you want my wiener, you'll get me eased all up in my mind. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold.
So that was Please Warm My Wiener. And we're going to wrap up our review of the Copulating Blues compact disc with Preachin' Blues by Sidney Beckett and his New Orleans Foot Warmers.
And in the good book, on page 26, say to keep your wife home, boy, you got to massacre with a brick. Now page 27, it reads like this: if your wife get hungry, give her a mouthful of fist. And in the good book, on page 28, say when you go out to work, a bunch of pinchbacks coming into your back gate. And the closing up my sermon is on page 29, say the woman gets tired of one man all the time.
Wow, in the good book on page 36, if your wife gets hungry, feed her a mouthful of fist. Well, that's they sure know how to treat a lady back in those times. As Louis C.K. mentioned on his recent show, they truly were the greatest generation. So, man, is it hot here lately? My God, it's like, like 110 degrees here today in Sacramento. Just, it's unbearable at times. But, you know, it's part of the Sacramento beauty, I guess. You know, the winters and falls are really beautiful and the springs are nice. So, you definitely pay the price for it come time for summer. But there's a lot of different summertime songs out there. And I'm going to was going to put together a tribute of a bunch of different summertime songs. I haven't got all that together yet, but I will play for you a preview of one of the better summertime songs. And, you know, Will Smith, Fresh Prince, as he was known back in the day, a lot of people don't like him so much, kind of sick of seeing him so much, but, you know, he did whip out a couple of good songs, and I think one of the best songs that just totally captures the summer so well was his Summertime.
It's late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia.
Yeah, the smell from a grill would spark up nostalgia. We have been getting a lot of cool emails from folks, and I thought I'd read some of them here today. Matthew basically sent me a complaint that I have not yet played the theme to The Great Space Coaster. And I finally found the theme for it, Matthew, so you can stop annoying me there. But Great Space Coaster was out in the 80s. It was a kid's live-action show, and basically it was like the Newsie Review, but set in space. And here's the fun theme song from that.
Coaster, get on board on the Great Space Coaster. We'll explore a common ride, a fantasy, to a place where dreams fly fast and free.
With new friends and new things to see,
we'll spin you through the galaxy. On the Great Space Coaster, oh, on the Great Space Coaster, off we go.
Get on board, step inside,
I like how in that song they talk about how they're going to the other side where only rainbows hide. You know, why do rainbows gotta hide? And why is this place a place that only rainbows hide? It sounds pretty fucking creepy if you think about it a little bit too much. So I got an email from John B., who writes, "Hey Robert, this is John coming at you from the beautiful state of Michigan. First off, great job on the podcast and website. I've been listening for a couple months now, and I have to say it's been getting better with age." What are you telling me, that it wasn't good before? Oh, then he writes in parentheses, "Don't get me wrong, it's always been good. Whew. My favorite part of the podcast would have to be the old commercials and, of course, the fun you poke at them." Oh, thanks. Secondly, a couple of weeks back, you interviewed Al Gore on the podcast. I totally side with Al on the topic he covers in his book, An Inconvenient Truth. And I was wondering if there's some way to contact Al and tell him this. And if there isn't, I'd still like to hear back from you. Well, John, I think there is a way to contact Al Gore. What you got to do is get in a Hummer and drive it like 80 miles an hour with four of your friends and squirt hairspray out the window while you listen to Indigo Girl songs, and he's sure to appear. Or you can go to a slumber party and look in the mirror in the bathroom when the light's out, and then close your eyes and you say, "I believe in Al Gore," four times, and open your eyes and you'll see his scary face in the mirror. So that's what you could do there. Shannon writes, "Hey Robert, you have a great website. Please update your," she wants me to update the greatest cover songs list a little bit more frequently. Sure, I'll try to do that, you know. I've got a lot of free time on my hands, so I'll just try to devote it to that more. Doug Booth writes, "Hey, I was happy to hear you mentioning the long-forgotten film version of Popeye from 1980 on your podcast. I agree with you. While I wasn't too thrilled by it being a musical, I thought that otherwise it was a very amusing piece of work by the great Robert Altman, who uses many classic techniques to create a well-rounded and eccentric community to thrust our hero into. Anyway, I thought you might be interested in this song of Shelley Duvall performing He Needs Me from the film. I laughed my ass off when I first heard this because of how ridiculous it all sounded, but it's been stuck in my head ever since for some strange reason. Well, let's play a bit of that here, see what he's talking about. By the way, this song's extra funny, I think, if you imagine Shelley Duvall as her character from The Shining instead of from Popeye.
Until the day I die, I wonder why I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me.
Yeah, there's one that'll be tough to get out of your head. Hey, speaking again of songs that are very hard to get out of your head, here's a gem from our last episode that we got several more requests to play, specifically from Eric Reynolds and Gary Groth and Harlan Ellison all wrote to me and asked me to play this song.
It's a piece of cake, it's like a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake.
Finally, it's time to make a cake. Well, you know, I really enjoy watching those old 60s and 70s shows where there's giant robot kind of guys fighting monsters, the live action ones especially. And Ultraman was about the best of these from the late 60s. And here's a cool theme song to Ultraman. Too long after Ultraman was Space Giants, which was another, you know, giant robots fighting crazy monsters kind of thing. Now, this one had a more mystical angle to it, and it had Goldar. It was a really cool giant gold robot with a big blonde mullet there.
From the far reaches of outer space comes a threat to planet Earth. Mankind faces its most powerful enemy, the mastermind Rodak. The Space Giants. Goldar, a 50-foot robot, and his electronic space family are created to defend our world.
It's just kind of an anticlimactic end to that theme there. They're created to defend our world. His last one was a show called Spectre Man. Spectre Man was kind of like Ultraman, but he had kind of like a horn on his head, and he fought like this evil scientist in a Killer Gorilla Dude or something. But this has got a very fun beginning to the theme, especially because it uses this really cool folksy acoustic guitar at the beginning.
Spectre Man! Spectre Man! Hear the flash like a flame, faster than a plane, a mystery with the name Spectre Man. Power from space, he'll save the human race, yet they'll never know the face of Spectre Man.
Yeah, good old Spectre Man. That was a good show there. Well, hey, I'm going to play a few voicemails now. And as always, you can call the Retro Crush voicemail hotline by calling 916-231-9480. And here are a few voicemails for your listening pleasure.
Hello, Robert Berry. Just want to say I'm a big fan of your website. Happy fucking birthday. I'd sing you a song, but you know it's copyrighted. And you really can't use that anyway. So, yeah. Thank you very much for your wonderful podcast as well. Great use of technology. That's it.
Hi, Mr. Berry. It's Jackie. I've called before in the past, and I've gotten on your podcast, and I'm always very appreciative. And I know today's your birthday, so I was gonna sing you happy birthday. But I know how, like, it's copyrighted and stuff, so to avoid getting sued by the estate of Robert Coleman, I'm gonna sing it to you Spanish, backwards, and to the theme of Mighty Mouse. So, here we go. Okay. Tu a cumpleaños feliz. Tu a cumpleaños feliz. Tu a cumpleaños feliz. Robert Berry. Tu os cumpleaños feliz. And then it kind of ends. But I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you have a great birthday, and I hope you get all the presents you wanted. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I'm so sorry that you had a bad day after listening to your most recent podcast. I just feel badly for you. I hope everything is looking better for you now. Meanwhile, I'm also catching up on old podcasts, and I just listened to one, in the midst of listening to one about schoolyard rhymes and Chinese jokes and that kind of stuff. And one of the Ching Chong Chinaman song that you mentioned from your grandmother, my boss told me that when he was a kid, he and a friend of his would go and knock on someone's door. And when they'd answer the door, they would sing the Ching Chong Chinaman sitting on a fence rhyme and then laugh and run away. So there you go. And that was in California. So God bless them Chinamen for such happy, happy jokes.
God bless the Chinaman indeed. Boy, that was a little bit racist there, I guess, but, you know, all's fair in podcast land, as they say on the street there. Well, that's about all the time I have for today. And I thought I would leave you with a really fun old commercial for Maxwell House. You know, back in the day, a lot of people used to make their coffee with percolators. These were these, like, kind of pots you'd plug in, and it would bubble up the coffee through this thing, and you'd see a little glass thing on the top, a bulb where the coffee would blip against it and make some sounds. And this commercial kind of popularizes that.
This is the coffee pot at work. Listen to it perk. look at the coffee as it gets darker and stronger. Smell the honest coffee smell. Ah, smell it. But will this cup of coffee taste as good as it smells? You bet it will, because it's Maxwell House, the coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time. Maxwell House coffee tastes as good as it's as good as it smells every time. If you like to look at good coffee, listen to good coffee, smell good coffee, and taste good coffee, brew Maxwell House, the coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time. Maxwell House is good to the last drop. It tastes as good as it smells every time. Maxwell House.
That's why I went to a fortune teller and got me this lucky mojo.
Honey, I done seen your mojo. That thing ain't nothing but a joke.
But if you keep your hands off of my mojo, I'm one woman will never be broke. Just keep your hands off of my mojo. You can't cut off my love.